Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Okay, turn your radio up.
Good morning, gentle freak.
Who are you calling a freak?
You and your whole freak show.
I thank you for everything you do, and you deserve every dollar you get.
Freaky. I'll tell you what's freaky.
Freaky Hump Day.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
We're trying something new.
The grassroots viral campaign.
Now your freak flag's flying. Let the freak out begin.
Showtime.
All right, let's do this. Woo! It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Along with our executive producer, Morning, waking you up. It is 6:07, show number 1838. I believe, if we're keeping track, 1,838 shows, Carla.
Cool.
And we're going strong.
We are going strong.
To the hole.
Oh, we are,
it's
man.
Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
No, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday morning. Oh, that's,
oh my
God.
It felt so
hump
good.
Day. Hump day. Hump day, Mike. It's hump day.
Wow, I guess.
It's also, I had to laugh because it's National Grammar Day.
Oh.
You know, like they're the term grammar Nazi, you know, people who will correct your grammar. That's Wendy. Wendy's a grammar Nazi. She'll
Is
do
she
it
really?
Every time. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'll do it some of the time. And then there are people who it's like, I don't really care, but Wendy definitely will. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear that
comma.
Term.
Yes.
You know, the grammar, Nazi.
What?
Weird Al.
Yes.
You time to learn your homophones is past due. Learn to diagram a sentence to always say to whom, don't ever say to who. And listen up when I tell you this. I hope you never use quotation marks for emphasis. You finish second grade.
Just awful when it comes to that.
Okay.
All right. Well,
okay.
You know what? If you're going to write a letter today or a memo or an email.
Yes.
Don't use
careful.
Periods.
No. Spell check. Spell check.
Sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be nice. High in the low 70s. 52 now. Some entertainment news. Carla's first take coming up after Toto.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw this. You probably did. While calling a Grapefruit League game between the Yankees and Red Sox, Alex Rodriguez compared his own, you know, suspension during his career to how the Astros handled their own cheating scandal. He said, it cost me well over $35 million, and you know what? I deserved it. The Astros deserve whatever comes their way after the lack of remorse they've shown. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
And it's true. It is true. Give those rings back. I think about it more and more. Give those rings back and give that money back and take the trophy, and that year just didn't count.
I feel bad for the guys that are just on the Astros, like this season.
Now, yes. It's like, I wasn't with them then. I wasn't, remember.
They should get, like, an armband or something.
I know. They should get something to mark that they're good. They're okay.
Right.
Right? No, I played with Montreal that year. I was not anywhere near them. Jeez. Poor things.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this, Mike. On May 21st, NBC will air Celebrity Escape Room. It's just a one-off. They're doing an escape room thing with, like, Jack Black will host it. Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow. We'll do it. Adam Scott from Parks and Rec, Ben Stiller. It's part of NBC's annual Red Nose Day. We've participated in that. It's a fundraiser. It'll be followed by a two-hour variety show and telethon to raise money to combat childhood poverty. That I'll watch.
Yeah.
That I'll watch. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they can get out.
Good luck.
Yes, exactly. And Bobby Bautista. You may not know that name right off the bat, but she was one of the original anchors for CNN Headline News way back in the day.
Oh.
She passed away. She battled, I believe it was cervical cancer, for about 4 years. 67 years old, but she was there from 81 until 2001, and she covered the Challenger, Space Shuttle Challenger explosion, the attempted assassination of President Reagan, the Gulf War. She was there kind of in the beginning when all of that, that's all they did. It was just news. That was all it was all day. So
sad.
Best to her family. She was good, too. She was really good. And, hey, don't miss Kansas at the Smith Center Live March 21st.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back. To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
John, yesterday you were talking about songs that people are using to time out how long they should wash their hands to stay clean.
20-second
avoid coronavirus. So I wanted to play. We wanted to play a few of these.
Yeah.
So mom and dad, if you have the kids in the car, maybe put this on their, what is it, their iPod.
Yes,
iPad,
there you go. iPod. So their iPod.
Whatever.
Put it on their iPod, on their phone,
on
whatever.
Their phone.
Put it on their little hoodly-doo device. Their little doohickey. That's right, on their Walkman.
So for people that are a little bit older, maybe this song is recognizable, but they say a chorus of this song is the length that you should wash your hands.
Okay.
So imagine playing this on your phone or humming this and washing your hands.
Sure, got it.
Your phone dropping in the toilet.
Well, of course, but
stick it in your back pocket.
Okay, so that's Toto and Africa.
You got what was the other one? Dolly.
Oh, I got Dolly too. Here's another song. Like country music. You know what? Even if you don't like country music.
Oh, it's a great song. Carrie Underwood redid this and it was really good too. So you could, I suppose, use her version too. Okay. I like it.
And then the one for the kids, I guess, would be the...
for you kids.
The Lizzo.
What is her name? Lizzo?
What?
Yeah.
No, don't dance. Wash your hands. All of a sudden, you're doing all this.
Yeah.
Nobody cares how you wash your hands. Just do it.
I should love Lizzo. Gosh, I like her.
So Toto, Lizzo, and Dolly Parton's Jolene, some of the songs
Toto, Lizzo, and Dolo.
Put that on again, Mike. There are a lot of parents driving right now going, is this, but what? Who? Is Mike playing the app?
Yeah,
what is that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Give me the soap.
And if you're listening on our app, just if you can see the song come up.
Yeah. What's it? Truth Hurts.
Yes, Truth Hurts.
Truth Hurts. Yeah. So,
Couch Slut, did it make the list?
No, Couch Slut and Destiny Potato. Destiny Potato did not make the list.
Do not even make me look for those songs. Carla, one more song for those people that like alternative music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To wash your hands by.
Okay. Oh.
Yoko Ono.
Oh, that's my girl.
The only problem is you probably will only wash your hands for about 10 seconds before you say.
Yeah. It'll make you forget there's a deadly virus out there, won't it? Wow.
Or make you want to get it.
Woo, yes. Ooh-wee.
Just kill me now. It's the Bee Gees staying alive. Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. How do you win Disneyland tickets?
Oh, 8:40, we're going to be doing that. And today, being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
I love it. I will be listening.
Or if you want, you know what? Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But you can actually go online right now and register to win a family four pack.
I already did that.
Excellent.
I'm trying to be ahead of the game. You guys are so good to us. We got nothing but cakes delivered from KKLZ last month. We were so happy and elated. You guys
are very cool. Excellent.
So we're all listening. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
How did that happen?
I know.
Nothing but cakes.
How come we got none?
That's awesome. Sunshine today, going to be nice today and tomorrow. High in the low 70s today and on Thursday. Only 52 outside right now. Let's do it. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Wallet Hub ranked Chicago as the top U.S. city for celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
No doubt.
Yeah. So make your travel plans now. It's just a minute away. Or just realize that a few drinks in, you're not really going to care where the hell you are. Doesn't matter.
You can make believe you're in Chicago.
Every time we're in Chicago. Top of the morning to you.
That's where they dye the river green.
Yes, that's right.
They do the whole
thing. They do it well, too. It's not just like, oh, is that green? It's like, oh, my God, that's green.
The whole river's green.
Yes. You know, John mentioned that hand sanitizer is quite the commodity right now. Well, here's what you can do. You can make it at home. No joke. The recipe calls for a 60-40 mix of alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and aloe vera gel.
Oh.
So 60% alcohol and then the rest aloe vera gel. But they say that anything that you know, any alcohol over 60%, so if you got a bottle of scotch you want to throw in with that aloe, you got some rum, whatever you may have, put that in there. Quite honestly, if you probably just pour that on your hands every once in a while, they'll be dry, but by God, they'll smell good and you'll be healthy. Yes, exactly. And with the coronavirus going around, even Tinder is telling people, maybe take a break from, you know, booping your naughty parts just to kind of stay
Is that
safe.
How they put it?
Well, that's booping how I put it. Booping your naughty parts.
Wow.
They put a new pop-up ad in their app telling people, while we want you to continue to have fun, protecting yourself from coronavirus is more important.
At all costs.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So now safe sex is not, you know, condoms, but it's a surgical mask. That's what that is.
That's
now.
And you have to swipe to get rid of it.
That's right. Are you taking precaution? Ah, crap. Hold on.
Oh.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, this is going to be great. You're so sexy.
Oh, you're so hot.
Thank you so much. Hold on, I have to get a breath. I'm sweating. Okay, we can do this now, I guess.
I think so.
If you want
Hold on, I have hand sanitizer. For my body parts.
I think I have a headache now, though. What about you?
I can't breathe.
You're smothering me.
Take off the mask. When that happens, take off the mask and put it back on.
Oh, no.
Oh, but they're happy.
Sex with mask on. Yes, 101. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This really isn't doing it for me. Yeah.
It's
fine because it's not doing it for me either. You want
to eat pizza? We can just eat the pizza. I don't really care. That's fine. I'm probably going to go home anyhow. So, listen, I don't even know who you are. Oh, my God. Bet they're happy. This is all sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right? A few things you should know.
Jimmy Johnson, big NASCAR racer, was on Kelly Clarkson's show. And he was talking about being a girl dad and all the girly dad stuff he can do.
Very cute. Very, very cute.
Talking about painting fingernails.
Yes. Yeah, he can do all of that because he's kind of been, you know, forced to do that. Mm-hmm. But he really enjoys it. He says that he also, because it has to happen occasionally, he's used to getting his nails done. He has to have his painted.
Because once you do her nails, she's going to want to paint your nails.
Exactly.
Here's what we want to know this morning, dads. What's your one girly thing that you're good at? If you're a girl dad.
Right.
And for the women listening this morning, if you want to call out your boyfriend, husband.
Yeah.
What is the one girly thing he can do?
Yeah.
Even to this day.
There's something girly that all guys do. I mean, it's, you know, nothing wrong with that. It's good.
I don't know how girly it is. I can iron.
There you go. Okay.
I'm a real good ironer.
See, we assume that women are just really good at that. And when a guy does it, it's like, what?
When we first got together, Jody tried to iron a shirt of mine.
Yeah.
And she goes, here, I ironed your shirt. I go,
No, you didn't. But thank you.
And when she saw me re-ironing it, she goes, that will be the last time.
Yeah.
I said, no, you know what? Bam. I'm good with that.
That's fine.
That's fine. That's one of the good girly things I can do is iron. But what is it for you? All right, dads listening this morning?
I love it.
And again, women, if you want to, you know, call out your boyfriends or husbands, ladies, and say, oh, he's real good at this or that.
Right.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we were talking about NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson on Kelly Clarkson's show, admitting being a girl dad, he's had to perfect doing nails, hair, and stuff like that.
Yes.
And we just wanted to know, for the men listening this morning, what is that one girly thing that you can do that you're still proud of?
Yes.
Whether you had girls or not.
Yeah. But just something that
maybe you... Maybe had sisters or something like that.
Maybe you picked it up.
Maybe
that's
you picked
all.
It up. People texting in.
Yeah. Mike says, I sew. Not just fixing stuff. I make clothes. Also do the nails and makeup, you know, for the kids. I love secondhand shopping. My daughter has half a closet full of stuff that she's yet to grow into. Because Dad loves to go boho and punk style. this is great. Carlos said I can iron. I do braids. And I'm the laundry master. Thankfully, my kids are out on their own now, but I still continue to practice my domestic duties.
That's great. Chuck's on the phone. Chuck, what about you?
I can sing all the songs to Little Mermaid.
Oh, my God.
For example, give us a chorus.
I got a little bit of a cold. You have to excuse me, but...
It's okay.
Let me give it a shot here. No big deal. I want more...
Okay.
Oh, that's
all
it?
Right. Okay, just a chorus. Okay.
I could do a little more. Hold on. Let me take one real quick.
I mean, you know, the big hit. Come on.
Hold on. let me see. Don't be shy. You've got to kiss the girl. Wah, wah, wah.
I love it.
Even with the horn.
I know.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great. That might go in our, that might have to go in a Disney medley.
But yeah.
That's
you have
great.
A great day. Thanks for listening.
My friend. Thank you.
See, I could make up songs. My daughters, Nicole and Kelly, would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they got me a plaque for the mm-hmm. stories and all the songs you made
right.
up.
Right.
And for the longest time, I used to sing them the song Growing Up Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like in White Christmas.
Right.
Sister. They never knew it was a real song.
Oh, they thought you wrote that?
And anytime they were doing something, like they were fighting or something.
Yeah.
I'd say, sisters, all we are fighting little sisters.
Yeah.
My name. And I'd look at them until they said their name. Nicole.
Yeah.
My name. Kelly. And all we are. And then I'd make them sing the last part.
Sisters. God.
And I threatened Kelly. Yeah. I said, listen, yeah. I'm going to sing that at your wedding. Please, Dad.
I love that. That's great.
Don't.
Good thing it was Kelly and Nicole, not the Kardashians. What are we singing?
The sister song. All right.
What?
Oh, hold on. Robert's on the phone. Robert, what about you? The girly thing?
I am the master at coloring girls' hair.
Really?
I was an Army tanker, national wrestling champ, and if you need your wife's hair color, send her over.
Wow. That is awesome.
Oh, my. Why is this? Did you have to do your wife's hair?
Well, I had a mom who was bigger than me at the time.
Okay.
Robbie pulled the just use this knitting needle thing.
Yeah.
And pull it through the hair.
Right.
The cap.
Yeah.
And now put this stuff on it. And then she graduated from beauty school. Then my sister went to beauty school.
Wow.
Robbie, you know how to do this. Pull it through the cap. And the next thing I know, I did my wife's hair last night.
That's
really good.
That is great. Do you know how much I'm paying to have this done next week when I could just have you do it?
Lunch at Roberto's would work.
That's actually that's a good price,
that's
man.
That's a great deal.
I know. That is awesome. I love it, man. Thanks for the call.
A couple of more texts from people talking about those girly things your dad or boyfriend can do.
Oh, my gosh. Some of these are just hilarious. Hang on here, Mike. Oh, there we go. Now, this is funny. Sean says, my boyfriend loves to use my petty egg to smooth his feet out.
Oh.
Okay, got it.
I don't mind doing that either.
Yeah. My husband, this is Lauren, my husband likes to be the little spoon instead of the big spoon.
Oh. That's his girly thing?
I would imagine mostly guys are expected to be the big spoon.
Right.
Sometimes you just want to be held on to as well.
I love it when Jody does that.
Yes, why not? Mm-hmm. And this is pretty funny. Debbie wrote in, by the way, to our last caller. That man is awesome. I'd love someone to do my hair rather than doing it myself or having to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem to mind doing it either. Doesn't realize how much he's in demand. What a good man.
Lunch at Roberto's.
I know. That's
all he's looking
for. All he charges. Somebody else mentioned, by the way, and this is so funny. This is from Michael. He said, kind of embarrassing, but I'd rather sit to pee.
Love it. Chris, what about you?
I'm good at makeup. I'm actually good at makeup. Their mom's always done the hair thing, but my wife's a little too shaky to do the lipstick and the and the eye stuff, so I've always just...
really?
I've always been real steady and can do it, and I don't mind saying it. Whenever my daughters are going out to a dance or something, I do them up. So I have a little bit of trouble with the foundation, but as long as the foundation's on, I can do the rest of the makeup, and yeah, it's something I've always liked to do.
Oh! that's awesome.
Boy, talk about a way of making sure that your daughter looks the way you think she should look.
Yes, exactly.
You do the makeup.
Whatever that may be.
Right. That's you know when parents go, oh, you're wearing way too much makeup?
Yeah. Dad did it.
Yeah.
My daughter would go to school looking like the Joker every single day.
That's what I'm thinking most daughters would look like.
That is awesome.
That's great.
Donnie, what about you? What's your girly thing?
Actually, I can French braid. I don't know. It just kind of clicked. It actually turned out rather good.
French braiding is really hard to do.
See, I can only brush.
Did you brush your daughter's hair?
Yeah, I tried to braid and pigtails I couldn't do it.
My dad would brush my hair too, and I had really long hair at the time, and it was like, can we not do this, Dad?
It's a talent. It's a talent. All right, put some wham in your pocket. A little bit of walking around money, your first chance to win, coming up after Queen.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, all right, all right. Your first wham code word of the day is lake.
Lake, L-A-K-E, lake.
Easy enough. Now text LAKE to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter it online at 963KKLZ.com. You've got until 8:15 to do it, win that $100, and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize we're giving away here shortly. Again, this hour's wham code word, LAKE. Text it to 59457. You've got 15 minutes. Go do it. Good luck.
Grab $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, high in the low 70s, 56 now. And Carla's take on some entertainment news coming up after Aerosmith and Dream On.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Kim Kardashian she's being accused of cultural appropriation because she's been wearing braids. I always think that's a little, I don't know, it's interesting, but people are kind of coming down on her, and I'm sure she'll respond as soon as she finds out what appropriation means. Well, I'll get right back to you on that, but yeah, people are kind of coming down on her hard. This was announced yesterday, by the way, Genesis. Doing a reunion tour in November. No Peter Gabriel, but it will be Phil Collins, Tony Banks, and Mike Rutherford. It'll be their first time playing together since 2007.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Of course, Phil Collins cannot play the drums. I'm assuming his son will probably play.
That's who played for him on his solo tour,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Boy, this was crazy. Brit Hume from Fox News. This was yesterday. He proved why, you know, you should always close your search windows and clear your history. On live TV, he accidentally left on, he was showing a page with something on his computer, and he accidentally left the Sexy Vixen vinyl tab open on his computer.
Oh.
Don't know what's going on there, but it's all right. It's okay, Britt. All guys do that at work. Garth Brooks, big news, people. If you did not hear, Garth Brooks. He will open Allegiant Stadium as the first concert in the new venue. That will be Saturday, August 22nd. Now, that will be the first major concert in Allegiant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets go on sale Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m.
Wow.
So, Garth Brooks opening Allegiant Stadium.
Well, you think about all the artists that could probably sell out that place.
Yeah.
And he would have to be in the top five, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Besides Stones.
Probably.
Could Paul McCartney do that?
Yes, I think Paul McCartney could
really
do it. Yo, yeah. I think you two could probably do it.
Okay.
There are a few that are big, you know, that's kind of their venue, but good for him. I don't know if Garth is going to fly in or what. I thought those days were over, but...
No.
All right,
hook
man.
Hook them up.
I know it. I was hoping it was going to be the Stones, but by golly, all you Garth Brooks fans, go to it. March 13th, 10 a.m.
Cowboy up.
Yep, all yours. And don't miss Kansas at the Smith Center Live March 21st.
All week long, giving you a chance to win those family four packs. Down to Disneyland. We have a chance to win, giving you a chance to win in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week, you have a chance to win family four packs down to Disneyland. These are family four packs of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, a big Wednesday. It's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Now, we're going to tell you this is a medley of Disney songs.
Yes, it is a medley. We had to do a little, couple takes, figure it out. But I think it sounds good.
So all you have to do is listen and then tell us all three songs by title in order.
Yes. Now, we did the mixing in the professional studio.
Yes, of course we did. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go. Listen closely. Three Disney songs by title in order from that medley.
Yes.
Starting with caller number 9.
Okay.
Number 9 at 702-739-9636. We'll get through news and weather and then start looking for a winner. The phone lines are on hold so you can work on it a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then we'll take the phones off hold and start looking for a winner.
If you put your cassette player right up to the radio speaker, you can pick that up.
Do we play it one more time?
Yeah, play it one more time.
All right, here it is. We should tell everybody that's scaled back from the original.
Yes, yes, it was scaled back. All right, whatever.
It's almost like we did all three songs.
No,
there's your medley.
Good. That's good.
Identify all three songs by title in order. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win the family four-pack to Disney with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Carmen on the phone. Carmen?
Yay.
Well, you haven't won yet.
Okay, but I got
through.
Yeah, you got through. The next step is identify all three songs by title in order. Go ahead.
Zippity Doodah, A Whole New World, Supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious. Yes.
You're
going to
Disneyland.
Yay. Yay, you.
Good job.
You got the family four-pack. You are going to Disneyland. And for everybody else who couldn't get through, you can still go online on the website, 96.3kklz.com. Second chance to win right there. But you have the family four-pack. Enjoy the happiest place on earth. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Mike, Carla. Thank you.
Congratulations. Julie Pasoco out in Henderson picked up some Wham, a little bit of walking around money for her pocket. $100 qualified for the $5,000 from Dollar Loan Center. And, of course, it's a grand prize. And your next chance to win some Wham yourself, that's coming up in about 6-7 minutes.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ, Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go. One more time. This hour's Wham! Code word, Arden.
Arden. A-R-D-E-N. Arden.
That is the word you need right there. Arden. Text it to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. You have 15 minutes till 9:15 to do it. Win that $100 and also qualify for the $5,000 grand prize that we are giving away here in just days. Again, this hour's Wham! Code word, Arden. You have 15 minutes. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
If you missed it just a couple of minutes ago, the word is Arden.
Mm-hmm.
Arden, A-R-D-E-N. Just text that to the short code, 59457. Or if you'd like, it's easier, enter it through the 96.3 KKLZ website. For a shot at some walking around money, $100 in your pocket, qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. The word is Arden, so you have a couple of minutes to do that. Plenty of sunshine today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. Highs in the low 70s. It's about 56 outside right now. Some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by the good people over at 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a shout. Call 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You love to hear these stories. A mother and daughter bit. They bit an airplane pilot when they weren't allowed to bring a baby stroller on board.
Oh.
They actually bit the guy. Now, he's the guy. He's the pilot.
He's flying you, people. Don't bite the pilot.
You don't want to bite that guy.
No.
Oh, boy.
No. You want the flight attendants to bite you. That's what you want.
Well, depending on the flight you're on.
Yes.
Boy, you'll love this. There's a video going viral right now of a recipe for hot dog waffles.
Okay.
You carve hot dogs into strings using a paper clip, mix with egg.
Okay.
Put that combo in a waffle maker, then dump melted cheese on top of that.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot going on there.
There is.
But I hope you can use something other than a paper clip.
That sounds, like you said, like a lot of work.
Wow.
For a hot dog waffle. I thought you just make a waffle and then make a hot dog and then put it on.
Yeah, put it on that. Okay.
I mean, that would be good enough for me.
I agree.
If I like that kind of stuff.
Yes, I agree.
And then pour cheese on it.
Wow. Well, this, Kaylee Wilkes is her name. This is hilarious. She was recently shocked.
Shocked
to discover something about her prized plant that she'd been watering for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was plastic. She went to pull it from the cute little container it was in because she thought, well, maybe I'll put it in a different pot.
Yeah.
She said, I'm such an idiot. It's completely plastic. How did I not know this?
I've heard of people doing that.
Yes.
They don't realize it.
Right. She said, I feel like the last 2 years of my life have been a lie.
You know, how many people, though, have walked through these beautiful hotels and resorts, and you go, one of the first things you do is you go up
touch the plants. Some of them you can't tell.
Are they real?
Yeah, are they?
Oh, my God, they're real. I don't know.
And when you go into a place like a Bellagio or something like that, it's like you don't know.
Huh.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They look so good. And this story, Mike, this is surprising. Police in New Jersey. They say a barefoot, intoxicated woman karate kicked two police officers and an EMT in the chest. Yeah. Yes, you know what they're calling her now in New Jersey? Miss New Jersey, Mike. That's what you get there. That's high society right there. That's what that is. Hand to God, that is high society. After I get my nails done, then I'm going to go buy some more gum, and I'm going to get some stilettos. That's what I'm going to do, buy some stilettos. Then I'm going to enter the contest, and hopefully I can be Miss Piscataway. I'm hoping. Miss Piscataway. I don't want to be Miss Newick. That's tacky, but Miss Piscataway. I think that would be awesome.
And your talent is karate.
It is karate.
Or karate.
Yeah, that's right. Get it right. Or sucking the whole milkshake through a straw in one fell swoop.
Wow.
That is my talent right there. Thank you very much. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We'd like to end the show with a bit of good news for you to start your day. There was a story earlier this year about a brewery in Florida doing this on their cans. Well, a pizza place in upstate New York just started putting photos of dogs on its pizza boxes, and it's already working. This is for shelter dogs. Mary Alloy is her name. She owns a restaurant near Buffalo called Just Pizza and Wing Company. She also volunteers at an animal shelter. An event coordinator for the shelter said, hey, this might be a good idea. So Mary said, yeah, let's do it. Even offering $50 gift certificates for free pizza to anyone who presents one of the flyers, one of the pictures, yeah, when they adopt a pet. She just started doing it this last Friday, and a couple dogs have already been adopted. So it's kind of funny. She's more of a cat person, but she thought, you know what, whatever.
Why not?
It's fine. Doesn't matter.
Love it.
Good for her. Pizza and adoption.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Very good.
Good job.
Great story. If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. We'd love to hear your feel-good story, or if we want to hear your version of a local hero, by all means, give us a call. 702-739-9636. We'd love to hear that. All right, 938, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Well, we played you snippets of those songs that you need to have in your head when you wash your hands.
Yes.
Their chorus goes about 20 seconds.
Right.
Featuring Toto, a song from Toto, Lizzo, and even Dolly Parton.
Yeah, a little Jolene to get you through.
Uh-huh.
Right? But do it, people. I'm washing my hands so much, they're dry. They're all dry.
Yeah. Talking about those girly things dads can do. You know, because you're a girl dad, and yes. I was a girl dad.
Yes.
But my mom, and by the way, so for cute. Those people that were listening and gave me a text, it's not that my wife can iron or doesn't iron. I just like my shirts and pants ironed a certain way.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
I get that. Oh,
that's
I get
why.
That.
And she'll be the first to tell you, if you want them that way, then you should iron them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I don't mind. Yeah. I'm a good ironer.
That's fine, honey.
Boy. And, Tammy Johnson, the latest winner of Wham. $100 in her pocket, qualified for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win about 20 minutes away. Wendy Rush coming in. Keep you company throughout the workday. She will have your next Wham code word for you to win. That's at top of the hour, 10 o'clock. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.